Blog Talk Radio.
Did I hang up?
No, you still.
No, where did I hang up? I'm trying to see if she was there. It didn't say I had a call, so she hung up. Call? Oh, yeah, she did. Loretta?
Good evening.
Hey, it's just me and your mom.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. We were just slow.
No, that's Kara. And that is.
Yeah. We have a caller. The number ends in 5168. Can you share who you are? Hello? Okay, we have Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good evening.
We have Auntie Janet.
Hello, yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
We have Auntie Betty.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Okay,
hello.
We have a caller. The number is in 5168. You, Daniel?
This is Daniel.
Okay. Well,
Daniel, he was at three way him in.
I'm done with it. So you know what I'm doing.
Cutting out there.
Hello.
Hi, Hubert.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I
hear you.
Somebody
else
is talking to you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Come again. Here's how you hear me right now.
Okay. And we also No, we just doing roll call, Danny.
Okay,
we have Mom and Loretta. Let me just do a roll call. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Daniel, Mom, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll pick up in Leviticus. Excuse me, Leviticus 22, starting at verse 10, and we're still speaking about the eating of the holy sacrifices, and it goes on to say, no one may eat of the holy sacrifices unless he is a priest. No one visiting the priest, for instance, nor a hired servant may eat this food. However, there is one exception. If the priest buys a slave for his own money, with his own money, that slave may eat it, and any slave children born to the household may eat it. If a priest's daughter is married outside the tribe, she may not eat of the sacrifice offering. But if she is a widow or divorced and has no son to support her and has returned home to her father's household, she may eat of her father's food again. But otherwise, no one who is not a priest, is in the priestly family, may eat of this food. If someone should eat of the holy sacrifices without realizing it, he shall return to the priest and the amount he has used, with 20% added. For the holy sacrifice brought by the people of Israel must not be defiled by being eaten by unauthorized persons. For this sacrifice has been offered to the Lord. Anyone who violates this law is guilty and in great danger because he has eaten the sacrifice offering. For I am Jehovah who sanctified the offering. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his son and all the people of Israel that if an Israelite or another person living among you offer a burnt offering sacrifice to the Lord, whether it is to be fulfilled, promised, or a spontaneous free will offer, it will only be acceptable to the Lord if it is to make animals without defect. It must be a young bull or a sheep or a goat. Anything that has a defect must not be offered, for it will not be accepted. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do the opening prayer, and then Loretta, you can welcome us all in, okay?
Okay.
You all fix bow your heads. Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gift you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that you love, that your love will live among us. Thank you that your promise, that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are here in our presence. So thank you and welcome you, Lord, among us today. And we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass.
What are you calling in here? I'll let the
Angela, you want me to lead?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, we'll move right on into our program, and I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 111. Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The work of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable, and his glory and his righteousness endure forever. He has made his wonderful work to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his word, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The work of his hand are very and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and upright. He sent Redeemer unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endure forever. Amen. I read the entire 111th song.
Amen.
Man, praise the Lord.
Man.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading out of Matthew 10:1-40, and the subject said, what do we think? And this is current with his disciples. Jesus delivered their marching order. The disciple was to mark their ministry after Jesus. They were to liberate people suffering from demon possession and heal those afflicted in body and mind. They were to preach the immunity of the kingdom of God. He advised them that they were not to carry rational money, clothing, or extra shoes, walking stick, or begging bag. They were to go unquotable by the previous that a prudent travel was carried. This was a safe journey God would provide. Jesus abundant them not to undertake the task unwanted or the nature of the world they would face. He warned them that they could expect opposition and persecution, even from their own family, because he sent them out with a message that offended many poor Jews and their religious fornication. Jesus did not want his disciples to harbor illusion that their task would be easy or that they would be welcomed by those to whom they were sent, because they were associated with him. This passage in Matthew 10 is not merely a pep talk. Jesus was preparing them to drink from the same cup, from which he was drinking. He wanted to make sure that they were firmly prepared to endure the hardship they would surely suffer. In our time, people seldom persecute us because of our belief or the content of our preaching. We may suffer from discrimination and injustice because of our race and national origin, but rarely because we are preaching our faith. We have to ask, why not? Are we enjoying what direction one-fighted called cheap grace or grace without sacrifice in a world that appears to have lost its moral arch? Wonderful whether the true, faithful, anointed, and a ministry guided by a certain certainty for the sick, needy, and the downtrodden might not, in fact, be an invitation to suffering and persecution. Are we announcing the true, faithful, or our ministry guided by Christ-like motive? It is a thought to ponder and to challenge to be as it is. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Angela?
We have another caller. I believe it's Dot, is that you?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. All right, we'll move right on into our program. Thank you, Mom, once again, for reading on Matthew 10. And let's see, Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Psalm 1 can be a little bit. Blessed is the man walking, not in the temple, but I got him.
That's it.
Double little wind on the bow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daniel. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Ephesians 4.
Amen.
Amen.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy in vocation with wherewith you be called, with all loneliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit. Even you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and the Father of all, who above all, and through it all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he left captives to the captives and gave gift unto men. Now that he is he that ascended, what is it that he also descended first unto the lower part of the earth. He descended in the same also and ascended up far above all the heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelism, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of a fullness of Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. I'll go next, and my reading is out of Matthew 6, starting at verse 5. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pretend pity by praying publicly on the street corner and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. truly, this is all the reward they will ever get. When you pray, go away by yourself, alone, close the door behind you, and pray to your Father secretly, and your Father who knows your secret will reward you. Don't recite the same prayer over and over as the heathens do. They think prayers are answered only by repeating them again and again. Remember, your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask. Excuse me. Pray along these lines. Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done on here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Give us our food again today, as usual, and forgive us of our sin, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I will go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll be coming to you out of Matthew chapter 5. Seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the poor in the heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for nothing except to be trodden down by the tangle upon people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading upon his word. Logos. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my booklet, When Life Takes What Matters. And it says, God created hope. I have a verse from Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Moving to Ephesians 2:4-10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages we might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news? Oh, well, thank you, Auntie Janet, for reading Life Matters in Romans 5. Thank you for that reading. And I will turn to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Behold, the Lord, all his servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Look with your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 63. Psalm 63.
63,
okay. Okay, I'm ready. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in a sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hand. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of food. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouth of liars will be silent. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And that takes care of the first part of our program. And now we're on the second shut-in. May everyone bow their head in silence. Respect for Lakante Lowe, a loved one that is no longer with us. A moment of silence, please. And may God continue to hold his family in his righteous right hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Heavenly Father, we know that you will not put more on us than we can bear. So with that being said, I would like to recite the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can. And Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to know the difference. Heavenly Father, we lost a loved one last night. He was the first grandson, first nephew, first cousin, first brother, and most of all, he was the first of his mother and father child. His name is Lakante Lowe, a very well-liked child of God. Never had any problems with him. He used to be a member of the prayer line. Very mannable, yes ma'am, all the time. I never will forget that. He will be missed by many, and he left three children for us to hold on to. Father God, we ask that you give us the strength that this family needs to keep pressing forward. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. For Uncle Dave, Uncle Tim, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley and family, the Verner family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Reverend Slappy and family, Ruth Edwards, Dwight, Twana and family, the Williams family, Vanessa, the Johnson family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Reverend Allen and family, Arlene Holiday, Brian, Jesse and Dorita Verner, Malachi, Rochelle Bessler, the Simmons family, Valerie Crockett, Tony, Eric, Marianne and family, the Mooder family, DeMarcus, Desert Kendrick, the Hurd family, Vanessa, the Dix family, Marilyn and family, Lenny and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but standing in need of a prayer. Father Amen. God, we ask that you cover us in the blood. Lift our spirits so that we may continue to see the light. Heavenly Father, help us to remember what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of June 4th through the 10th. Any birthdays we need to honor?
What are these, Geminis?
I have no idea.
Yes, it is. Yes, I have Taya on the 5th. I have...
Carlos' birthday was yesterday.
Carlos? Okay.
Yeah. On the 4th, I guess. Mm-hmm. It should have been last week.
Okay, we have Lederia on the 9th. Is that correct, Auntie Dot?
Who? Oh, yeah.
Lederia.
Okay. Yeah.
And is it Reverend Allen on the 12th?
Yes, Reverend Allen. And I have
on the 10th.
And my son Luke on the 11th. Wait a minute.
Hey, after how are they going to be on their birthday?
And Brother Harrison on the 7th.
Okay, that is okay. And that's all that I have, Loretta.
Okay.
Oh, we have Carlos.
All right. I'm sorry?
That's okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you on your happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Thanks to everyone. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. We move to the part of our program where you share what's on your heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or other Bible verses. And I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to read out of Isaiah 40.
Amen.
Starting at the 22nd verse. It is he that set upon the circle of the earth and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heaven as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bring the princes to nothing. He make the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then you are liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who created these things that bring out the host of numbers? He called them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest that, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and the judgment is passed over from my God. Has you not known, has you not heard, that the everlasting God, Lord, and the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching for understanding. He give power to the faint. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall fall, utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing Isaiah with us, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm sorry, who was that, Loretta?
No. I'm sorry, Auntie Dot.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I'm having service tomorrow on my eye for the cataract, and I want to pray for me, please.
Surgery.
Okay. Amen.
What time is your surgery?
8:45.
8:45?
In the morning.
Okay.
Okay, amen.
Now I want to read from Declare. By Joel Osteen. I declare I will speak only positive words of faith and victory over myself, my family, and my future. I will not use my word to describe the situation. I will use my word to change my situation. I will call in favor good, break, healing, and restore. I will not talk to God about how big my problems are. I will talk to my problem about how big my God is. This is my declare. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. I declare Joel Osteen. Let's see here. Next I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, yes, I do. And I would like an encore on the last song after I say a few words, if y'all don't mind. My son, my oldest son, his name was Lakante Markel Lowe. He was 37 years old. And I'm so proud that the Lord did spare my grandchildren.
Oh,
and I wanted to share with you all that I went to church this morning. I woke up a little late, 7 o'clock, sun was shining all bright. I slept good like a baby. And I ended up going to church this morning with a new song to sing. I got in church, and the preacher said, Reverend Lowe, I'm saying, Deacon Lowe, are you coming up to sing the song? I said, yes, I am. I got up and said, y'all know how much trouble it took for us to get to where we are, how we just seem to find trouble every which way we turn. And it seemed like there's no way out. You did all you could do. You know, I had to turn around and say, trouble in my way, trouble in my way. And I said, now, if y'all want to, y'all can join in and sing with me. And we already did it this morning. Then we're going to do it tonight. I have to cry sometime. I have to cry sometime. Trouble in my way. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. Have to cry sometime. Late awake at night. Late awake at night. That's alright. Cause I know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. Don't you know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. Don't you know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. After a while, trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
I have to pray sometimes.
Angel descending. your mercy, whisper your love, purpose of mission, all that
without weeping. I can't get through a sentence without weeping. And every day
you
count.
Commitment.
I can't get through this.
He's working on you, Daddy. He's working on you. Don't fight him. Work with him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, who's going to answer that question for him?
I know, but he wept because he loved him. He wept because he loved him. He was loved. Love called him to weep. He was waiting to gather them under his wing, but yet they would not come to them. He said, I went to my own, and they received me not. How often would I have gathered your children as the hen gathered her chicks up under her wing? But you would not. You have become worse than your forefathers. So that's why Jesus wept. He saw the destruction that was coming upon Jerusalem for them neglecting, rejecting Jesus.
He wept because his love.
He showed his love and compassion.
For the world.
On us.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please. I thought he asked why did he weep. Why, I thought Daniel was wondering why did he weep.
Yeah, he did.
That's what he said.
He said that too. He said both of them.
Oh, he did. I didn't have one.
But I was thinking about Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. He was weeping because of the sins of his nation. And Daniel, you could be weeping. You could be cleansing. God is cleansing your soul. It's because some men do not. They think it's a demeaning to weep, but it's a good that you're able to weep, and you'll weep your way to the Lord. I do believe.
Is that because you're gonna miss somebody that gone?
Amen.
He loved us so much, and he had compassion on the people.
Amen, amen. Good lesson learned today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
All these
prophets. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see, Angela, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, let's get rid of the background noise. First, I want to give honor to God, and I want to also acknowledge Lakonte's life from what I know. As Loretta mentioned earlier, he was a child with a big heart, always striving to be the man he grew up to be. He was a man that loved his children, and if you could just see that in his eyes, those beautiful eyes. So, just may he rest in peace and know that we will miss him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In a second. Oh, God. give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to share a song, and I'll dedicate it to all of the family, all of us.
Amen.
He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister. In his hand, he got my son and my daughter. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain. In his hand, he got the moon and the stars. In his hand, he got the wind and the cloud. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountain. In his hand, he got the ocean and the sea. In his hand, he got you and got me. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here. In his hand, he got everybody there. In his hand, he got everybody everywhere. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, I will go next. I'm fading out.
Yes, you better.
Yeah.
Better? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
The poem is I Seek by Donna Maroney. I seek to know my Savior more and more each day, to learn of him and know him in a new and personal way. I read his word and discovered what he wants me to know, to live daily by his word, and he's with me wherever I go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the constant love you give. I'll cherish it always in my heart as long as I shall live. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that beautiful song. He does have the whole world in his hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, let's see. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer?
Yes, I would like to say quickly, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Our strength shall be renewed as the eagle, and we shall shine forth as the sun in our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Angela? I would love you,
LaConte. Okay. Someone else wanted to share?
Yes, Loretta, I would like to offer my prayers and condolence and love to the family. And there's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, but I know it's very painful. But we get you through. And I just thank God that my sister May and I, for the last, I think, couple of weeks, could be more, we've been very dutiful in praying for our children.
Amen.
I don't know, but I do believe from the prayers of his grandmother, I do believe his soul is resting in the Lord. We don't know
Amen.
Why this happened, but we know death is sad, but this
oh,
type
of
death is but we know God has the final say. God is with you all. God is with this family. And I thank and praise God for each year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie
Amen.
Janet. Anyone else have anything they would like to share?
I just want to comment what you just said. You know, can't say a peace right now. No more world worry, you know. We have a vision, so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Daniel. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Are we ready? All right, if you guys bow your heads for the closing prayer. Father God, as we gather here in the harbor of your safety, we thank you for fellowship and family. We ask that you will strengthen us, and empower us with your love. Lord, with your peace, so that as we journey onward, we will pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit, so that we would take your presence to all the earth. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hello. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for the closing prayer, Angela. And I would just like to add, may God be with you, Dot, in your surgery tomorrow. We will be going into prayer around that time. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program. I'm sorry.
Make sure auntie ain't driving away home. Who's driving for her? They drive home to get the eye surgery.
Driving her to get her eye surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, it's outpatient.
Oh, okay, but I'm just making sure you ain't trying to do it
yourself. Oh, no, I'm trying to take him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. And tonight, I believe, as always, was a great program. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Allow us to feel your love coming through each and every one of us during this time of grieving.
Amen.
Give us the strength that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we.
Oh, yes.
Everyone have a blessed week. Good
Amen.
Night, and we love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good
night. Good night.
Good night. Love you all. Have a blessed one.
Good night.
Y'all too.
Y'all too.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Oh yeah, bro, you still there? Well, you wanna hang up? You gotta hang up. I just want all that shit for a little while, hang up.
No, we still on the air. Call me. Call me right back.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.